Blog Talk Radio.
Legendary status. Big XL. Sam Pisa, a.k.a. TF. Where y'all gonna learn, man? You can't stop what's inevitable. It's the incredible. PZ, AKTF, dropping jewels, but they edible. I ate my vegetables, but he ate my spinach. Riding with Vic again, so no, we ain't finished. Legendary status, so no, you cannot copy. Riding dirty radio, so crispy, y'all so floppy. Answer to the street, so we know just what is needed. But keep it underground, staying down, cause we ain't greedy. This is where you find what is popping for the culture, where we keeping it all precious. Stay away from all the vultures. No, scavengers here, just keeping it real. Big got it out the mud, but it's still so clear. So sit back, relax, and just let us lead you. If you're trolling for no reason, then we don't need you. It's Big and Dale, he can't be stopped. Riding dirty forever, the home of real hip-hop.
What up, world-ish? Morphic XL, this is the Ryan Dirty Show, where we bridge the gap between hip-hop and everyday life, man. Let's get into it. Got a very, very exciting show. Got an exciting guest waiting on the line. Before we get into it, man, I got to let you guys know, please, 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 please make sure you follow us on all social media platforms, and that is everywhere at Ryan Dirty Radio, except on YouTube, and we're Ryan Dirty TV on YouTube. All right, please check us out. Please make sure you check out our podcast, The Country Rap Report. Please make sure you check out all episodes of Riding Dirty Radio. And also make sure you check out our stream, because we stream on over 7 different platforms. We're on TikTok, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Bego, Pocacho, everywhere. Make sure you check out our live streams, going live daily. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're going to get into it. I'm going to cut this short shit short and bring our guests on. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the Riding Dirty Radio platform, artist Brandon C. What's going on, my guy?
Hello, hello, hello. Thank you so much for having me on the show. Very excited to be here.
Hey, man, let me tell you, I was checking out the Visa video. You are a very vibrant young gentleman, man. I'm welcome. Welcome to the platform.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Yeah, there's like a whole funny story behind that music video. It was originally just supposed to be a fucking, or I don't know if I could curse on here. I'm sorry if I can't.
Hold on. Hold on, Brandon. Hold on, Brandon. Brandon, let's do this. Let me slow you down. Let me slow you down. let's take people from the starting block. Let the people know where Brandon C is from. We're going to get all that stuff out the way, and we're going to get to the funny story.
Yeah, definitely. So I'm from New Jersey, 973 area, basically North Jersey, just broadcasting live from the depths of here. So that's where I'm from, 23 years old, been in music for about 2 years now. So, yeah.
Okay, look, man, and I've interviewed so many artists in my radio career from Jersey. And I always ask everybody, man, because at one point in time, there was this movie. You probably wasn't even born. If you were, you were a little baby, called New Jersey Drive. And it highlighted the fact that New Jersey was the car theft capital of the world. And I ask everybody who I've ever interviewed from Jersey, have you ever had your car stolen?
Oh, man. No, luckily no, because I think everyone knows who I am a little bit. But my boy just had his car stolen literally last week. But yeah, not me. That's so funny.
All right. What's it like coming up in your part of Jersey?
It's different, man. It's different. Jersey's just this state where everyone tries to emulate whatever it is that they're hearing, rather than creating their own sound. Of course, we have very big and talented artists, yet it feels like no one wants to put on for the underground and show them what we can do. So it's tough, but at the same time, it's very rewarding. There's a ton of talented artists out here in Jersey, a lot of people that are just getting to it, a lot of people that are just creating original music. But it's tough, but at the same time, again, rewarding, and I love it, man.
All right, what made you get into the music business?
Yeah, so funny story. When I was 8 years old, I heard Regulators, Warren G, Nate Dogg, and my uncle's Walkman. And before that, I knew I always wanted to be into music. I knew I wanted to create. I knew I wanted to make things. So when I heard Regulators, it was just a different soundscape that I never got put onto before. And ever since that day, I knew, like, I was destined for this, and let's go to it. I started taking it serious when I was around 20 years old, 19. I wrote out an entire EP, dropped it independently at 20 years old. That got me signed to EQ Distro, which is Roc Nation's distribution label. And from there, I just knew that, okay, this is serious. Let's get through this shit and actually create something for myself.
Okay. All right. Now, who were some of your inspirations?
Oh, man. That's such a tough answer or a question. It's so tough. There's so many just different voices. I'm really heavily introduced or influenced, rather, by a lot of Southern artists, early 3-6 Mafia, Mystic Styles, I love Gangsta Pat, I love AZ, Nas, Big L, Inspector Deck, Raekwon, shit, man, just a whole bunch. But I get into a little bit of alternative music as well. System of a Down's one of my big favorites. Nirvana, everything, man.
All right, now when you began your musical journey, like, what was the process like for you when it came down to finding somewhere to record, finding beats to craft your sound, deciding what your sound would be like? What was that process like for you?
Yeah, so I actually had a homie. His name was Butch, the Butcher 973, who put me onto a great studio out here in Jersey called Tub Life Studios. Hellcat Prime's their main engineer. So Hellcat, or Biko, if you hear this, Prime, if you hear this, man, I'm sounding you out. But basically, he knew that I always wanted to do music, and he was a great person, put me onto the studio. And ever since that day, I just started recording music there. But in terms of finding my own sound, it was a process that was very, very long. I've been writing music ever since I was 10 years old, and just finding that specific sound, that specific flow, that specific niche took a lot of time. So what I would do is I would just record and not release, record and not release, record and not release, until I created something that I fully embodied and fully thought about and fully wanted to become. So through the process of just trying and trying and trying and trying and trying, I found myself. However, I'm always changing my sound because I just don't want to be lumped into one specific genre. I don't want to be lumped into one sound. I think when artists do that, it's truly limiting their potential as well as their versatility to showcase. So,
okay. All right. Now, when it comes to changing your sound, are you catering any particular artist, the ladies, the younger generation? Like, are you catering anybody in particular when you craft your sound?
I always like to say I don't make music for the reason to be, like, large. I don't make music for the money. I don't make music for what comes with the limelight or anything of that nature. I make music primarily to listen to it myself, but also to give people another voice to correlate and, I guess you would say, associate with people that don't have a voice. So when I make my music, I'm making whatever I feel. So, like, when I made Visa, I was happy, so I made songs that were happy. So when I get in these different moods, that's just putting out into the world. So there's not really a specific group of people, but I think, well, no, I don't think, but I know when I first started out, my main goal was to grasp the respect of the older generation through my lyricism and through my metaphors and through my flow, but also impress my generation through the sound selection of the instrumentals, through my verbiage, everything of that nature. So it all kind of stemmed from, all right, like, how do I impress these old heads that are growing up listening to the likes of Biggie, listening to the likes of Nas? How do I get one step ahead of them and impress them and then finally get the respect of them and then get the respect of my generation? So if it came down to it, it would be that respect from the old people who are old heads, excuse me, I don't like using the word old people. And as well as respect for my generation.
All right, now being a young artist, like, how did your family take to you want to pursue music as a career?
Full support, to be honest with you. My family always supported me through my musical endeavors and always told me, if you're going to do it, then do it and fully become that. My parents raised me to be creative. They always raised me in an unorthodox way. They never wanted me to be like someone else. They always kind of put me in this position and told me, hey, look, like, do this. Like, if you want to do it, but if not, then don't do it. So they've always been supportive of it. Of course, my parents kind of come back to me and they're like, Brandon, why are you saying all this sad stuff in your music? And I'm like, well, I don't know. So it's fun to have them listen to it and to support it. But sometimes, of course, being good parents and everything, they're always on the lookout for those little bars and everything like that. So it was fun.
All right, now, before we get into Visa, like, what has been some of the challenges for you being an independent artist?
Shoot, man. To be honest with you, it's a lot of work, a lot of behind the scenes, a lot of networking. I'm a very introverted extrovert. I really love people, but sometimes I just can't be around people. So networking's kind of my, like, I guess you would say, weakness. I really don't care to connect with other people, but at the same time, it's a large necessity. That's primarily one of the largest challenges that I've faced. However, I guess there's a lot of glory in being an independent artist and doing it on your own, because at the end of the day, you're the one that's making everything happen. You're the one that's the reason for the streams. You're the one that's the reason for the endorsements, everything of that nature. So it's a beauty being independent. It's beautiful to do it on your own. It's beautiful to work without a team and everything like that. But I would say, yeah, definitely, like, networking, because, like, my ass just doesn't want to do it. I'm just too tired all the time.
All right. Now, in Visa, in the bio, you mentioned that you wanted to remind the fans that you start out as a rapper, not a singer. Why was that necessary?
So basically, I got into a lot of alternative, a lot of just singing and everything of that nature. And I just felt like people were just associating myself rather with the singing stuff and my singing songs rather than what I actually became when I first started this and what I actually was and still am, which is a rapper. So I felt like it was kind of necessary to drop some bars on everyone, kind of show them, yeah, like, I can do both. And no matter what type of record I'm on, it's going to be gold. So I felt like I just wanted to get the more respect again, like, have people come up to me and say, yo, man, that bar was fresh. That flow was insane. Like, it's just something that I miss sometimes. Like, sometimes I just have to draw bars, and other times I just have to sing. So Visa was that time I had to draw bars.
All right. Tell me the science behind the name Brandon C.
What was that? I'm sorry.
Tell me the science behind the name Brandon C. And why two A's?
Oh, so actually it's only one A, yeah. So I don't know why they sent you two A's. But it's actually a funny story. So when I was younger, my room used to be painted like kind of with this underwater scene. We always had a bunch of, like, my room was just, like, as a young kid, just underwater themed and ocean themed. And I grew this huge affinity and love for the ocean. And the creatures in it, like, I always fuck with whales. I don't know why, but I love whales. So basically, when I was thinking about my rap name, my last name begins with a C, the letter C. So I was like, oh, shit, this is perfect. Brandon S-E-A. So it's a play on both the first letter of my last name as well as my love for the ocean. And whenever I was formulating my music, I would always just think about an ocean as well as a beach. You want to be like water. You want to come in and you want to go out. You want to come in and you want to go out, but you also want to stay consistent. But tides are always ever changing, so that's how I also model my music.
Okay, no doubt. Now, tell me a little bit about Visa, who actually produced it, and how much fun did you have writing it and making that video?
Yeah, so it was produced by Vex. Vex is actually a UK-based producer. Found the track and the instrumental, and I was just instantly impressed. It was just a mix of both, like, a hypnotizing flute and as well as some just jazzy, snappy, I guess you would say, drum patterns and percussion. And I was like, oh god, man, like, I gotta kill this. So when I was writing the song, I was like, yo, what's something that, like, you know, someone would say? And I was kind of getting stuck into it. I was overthinking the thought. And then one time I was at a bar or a club out in Jersey, and I saw someone order like 18 Casamigos shots. And he didn't even look at the check. He just said, put it on my Visa. And I knew right then and there that should be the hook. Just put it on my Visa. So basically that's how it applied, and that's just how I go with my music. I had a lot of fun on set that day. I didn't even know it was going to be a video shoot. We scheduled a photo shoot. Our videographer, Chris Andrade, with So-Called Studios, basically just said, yo, I'm going to start recording it. Just do whatever you want. Just have a lot of fun, and let's run this. And that's how the music video was born.
Okay. What's it like looking up, seeing yourself on a billboard? That has to be fascinating.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's a captivating moment. Shoot, man, yeah, I was up in Boston when that happened, and I remember just seeing the picture, and I was like, oh, my God, like, here it finally comes. And ever since that happened, it's definitely been changing. Everything's been changing. It's just a surreal moment. Even just seeing people listening to my music is always a surreal moment as well, because, again, these people are listening to my thoughts. They're listening to what I have formulated in my head. They're listening to my emotions. So to even just see myself in front of that audience, to see myself on a billboard, it's just like, whoa.
No doubt. All right, before I let you go, man, we live in the world of social media. You cannot move far in the entrepreneuring world, business world, entertainment world without social media. How has social media affected your career and how you market and promote your music?
Yeah, definitely. So social media has been a big platform for me. I'm one of those people that, you know, sometimes I don't like to get too personal, but I found through the experiences that you have to get personal. You have to constantly tell your supporters what you're doing. You have to tell them how you're feeling. So through social media, I've gotten linked up with a bunch of just different artists, a bunch of different promoters, a bunch of different producers, everything. And the importance of social media, which I'm still learning today because, shit, man, I'm young with this. It's unrivaled. It's unparalleled. And if you need or if you want to create music and you want to get big with music, you have to use social media. I remember that there was for some reason, Visa kind of like popped off on TikTok. And I saw this one girl do a whole video, just some crazy makeup, everything. And I knew right then and there how powerful TikTok really is going to be. So social media, huge thing. You need to get onto it as an artist. You may feel uncomfortable at first, but you have to do it. You have to put yourself out into the world no matter what. So,
okay. Now, with that being said, tell the people how to find you on social media.
Yeah. So my Twitter is actually my real artist name, which is Brandon S-E-A with one A. Instagram, it's got two A's in it because someone took Brandon S-E-A. So it's going to be Brandon S-E-A-A. I'm on YouTube. I'm on every single platform. TikTok, it's at I'm Brandon C. Again, S-E-A, like the ocean. And follow your boy. Throw me a follow. Throw me a message. I'll follow you back. And let's talk. So thank you so much for having me on your show, man. I really appreciate it. I'm looking forward to our next conversation, dog.
All right, my guy, do me a favor before you get up out of here and introduce your song to the world.
Yeah, absolutely. So this track is called Visa. Just take a listen to it. And whenever you feeling like you got all your bills paid, just tell them, put that on your Visa.
Appreciate it, my G.
Of course. Have a great night, y'all. Thank you for having me on.
Am I let down Joker say Jesus peace around my neck and that protect me from my haters who be hating?
I just got all my bills paid.
Slowed down until the next Tuesday, boy.
Pull up a cup for that dude straight. Don't really give a f- what you say, no. You say nice. Just put it on my Visa. Just put it on my Visa. Just put it on my Visa. Brand new whip, gladiator like Visa. Just put it on my Visa. Just put it on my Visa. Just put it on my Visa. Brand new whip, gladiator like.
the East come with the kid. If he was really with the cops, then your homie would've said. It started as a hobby, now look what I did. Got celebrities and models trying to pull up to my crib. Whoa, whoa, drop it low, whoa, gon' make some more, whoa. All eyes on us, cause we clocking different dough, whoa. Dressed up in gold anywhere that I go. I'm calling Gwen Stefani just to let you all know, cuz. I just got all my bills paid.
Blue diamonds to the next Tuesday, boy.
Pull up a cup for that dude straight. Don't really give a f- what you say, no.
Yeah, we still got the stacks on deck. I mean, you know, that's just how it goes.